looking at about 62 billion gallons of groundwater withdrawn from the Central Sands area. And, you know, this is a matter of some dispute, too, about what area is all included in the Central Sands. But for our purposes, we've included primarily portions of seven counties. And about 80% of that is withdrawn for agricultural irrigation. Second to that would be municipal water supply, which is about 8% of that total. And then there's lesser percentages of some other uses, such as cranberry production, industrial, and aquaculture, that type of thing. But primarily 80% agricultural irrigation, and then followed by municipal water supply.
What should residents know at this point about the health of the aquifers and the groundwater here in central Wisconsin?
Well, in central Wisconsin, again, it's a water-rich area, but the issue is balancing the groundwater withdrawals at a level that will protect surface water health. And that's what we're, as a department, we're working with the university and with other groups to try to accomplish that. There are areas where surface waters are definitely suffering. You have pointed out the Little Plover, for example, but there's been a group working voluntarily to try to remedy that problem, and we are working further on that. And in other areas, we're interested in trying to solve that problem to determine what would be a sustainable level of water use. But there's no doubt that there are surface waters that are suffering in the Central Sands, and those high-cap wells are undoubtedly having some effect. As I mentioned earlier, the issue of how much of that impact is due to climate change versus high-cap wells is a matter of some debate, and it can be very site-specific also.